The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
If you're drinking a beverage right now, please spit it out immediately.
We have reason to believe someone threw his gum in it when you weren't looking.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, man. God, thank you so much. Hey, folks, you know that this studio is in New York City. I live in New York City. I raised my daughter in New York City. I was born in New York City. And we're doing a huge crazy Christmas special that's going to air on TBN. They haven't given us the official dates yet, but it's going to air a number of times on the TBN network. I'm telling you right now, if you don't know where TBN is on your dial, you need to go. You're going to say, I don't think it's there. You want to bet? You want to bet? I bet you. Check it out. And in the New York area, it's on channel 295. But it's going to be insane. Comedy, music, everything. And the theme of it is Christmas in New York. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to get some of my New York friends to participate? For example, I am friends with an amazing musician in New York named Melanie Penn. Wouldn't it be great if a New York musician who's a Christian, who does this stuff, I know about it, all our friends know about it, but people across America don't know about it. Wouldn't it be great to get her on the Christmas special? And we did. And not only did we do that, but we got her in the studio right here. I think you're Melanie Penn.
It's me.
You're Melanie Penn.
It's me. I can't wait for people to see this special.
Oh, forget it. I'm telling you, people aren't going to believe Melanie. People aren't going to believe it. Now, your part is normal. It's like a beautiful woman singing this beautiful music that she wrote and that she performs like that. That's going to be beautiful and amazing. And I would like to think that a lot of people that have not heard of you thought, how come I've never heard of her before? That's kind of weird, whatever. So it's exciting. But the stuff besides you is sheer lunacy. I'm just warning people.
So when does it air?
It's comedy. It's going to air on TBN a number of times in December. They haven't set the exact dates. As soon as I know, don't you worry, I'm going to tell you. Because people aren't going to watch. Here's my prediction. They're not going to watch this once. They're going to see it, and then they're going to say, oh, my gosh, when can I see that again? Did you see that part? Like, okay. But what about you? You didn't grow up in New York, did you?
No.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Falls Church, Virginia, but I've been in New York almost 20 years now.
Get out of here.
So I'm not as legit as you.
Oh, no, you're legit.
I'm like a little bit legit.
20 years? You're a New Yorker. Come on. You're a New Yorker, and you've been here as long as I can remember. But you're a musician, you're a singer-songwriter. Some people totally know your stuff, but I know there are people who aren't. And I thought, you've written Christmas albums.
Yeah.
To actually tell us, what is the album that you're performing on the TBN special? Because you're performing Christmas music.
Right. So I wrote an album called Emmanuel. It's a collection of songs from the Christmas story. They're all written from the first person. So Isaiah sings a song, and then the angel Gabriel sings a song and Mary sings a song, and the whole collection kind of walks through the Christmas story.
And this was your idea. You're the singer-songwriter.
I guess it was God's idea. It was God's idea.
Now you know she's a real Christian because she says it's God's idea. Was it God's idea to comb your hair that way today?
I don't know.
To wear that blouse? God uses people. Hence the term Emmanuel, God with us.
Yes, okay, so true.
The title of it is Emmanuel. And there's a version out now which is like the folk music version of it?
Yeah. So we did the studio version in 2017, and that's on iTunes and everywhere. And that album was kind of a breakout for me. I've been making music a long time.
Yeah.
And Emmanuel was the first album that seemed to really kind of get out there. It was number one on Amazon and all of this stuff.
What?
Things that you're used to.
Wait a minute, seriously?
I am not used to that
stuff.
No.
It was number one on Amazon. That's insane.
It was most downloaded Christian gospel album and holiday album for like a few days. That was
Melanie,
huge for me.
That's gigantic. Okay, so.
So then this rendition of it that we put out this year is some of those songs all recorded live in the studio. So it's kind of a different approach.
So people can have either like the official studio version, which you did in 2017, called Emmanuel. That's what I have at home. But you're saying the new one is a digital download, and it's called Emmanuel, the Folk Sessions.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, so what are the songs that you performed on the TBN special?
So I performed Gabriel's song, All Things Are Possible, beautiful song that Gabriel sings to Mary to tell her all things are possible with God. Because in the Christmas story, she doesn't believe for a second, just like we do. Like, she gets good news and she doesn't believe it at first. She's skeptical. And the angel Gabriel says, no, all things are possible with God. So that's that song. And then we did an arrangement of The First Noel, which I sang on your special.
Yeah, it was so great. And we filmed it here in the TBN theater downstairs, which is a gorgeous theater. But it was such a magical thing. I mean, I actually wanted to talk to you about that. Like, you know me because we're friends, and I've never done anything like this. So it was really
bizarre. But you've been talking
about
it for years. Like, I was so glad to be a part of it because it felt like a dream that you had.
Yeah.
And then it kind of came to be, and to be a part of that was really fun.
Well, I have to thank TBN. We wouldn't have been able to do this. They believed in me, and that was their first and second mistake. Wrong. But it's kind of incredible that it's going to be seen across the country a number of times. And I just thought it's so cool because we celebrate Christmas in New York. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted you to be on there, because sometimes people forget how many people of faith live in this city. Hmm. Like, there are a lot of us here.
Yeah.
And there's more and more churches.
More. That's true.
And,
that's right.
But
that's
I still want to know your story, though. So let's just go back. How did you, growing up, get into this? Like, how did you know you wanted to be a singer-songwriter? Because you've accomplished it. But when you were young, did you know you wanted to?
I always sang.
You did?
Yeah, and I grew up actually singing in church. I think a lot of singers grew up singing in church. That was like the first place where they could sing publicly. So I started singing. My first public appearance was a Christmas Eve service. So the seeds were planted very early for Christmas and singing. A Christmas Eve service at the Falls Church Episcopal Church in the Falls Church.
And you were
in Falls,
like,
Church, Virginia. I was six.
You were six?
Yeah.
That's so 20 years ago.
I think now it's called the Falls Church Anglican, but at the time it was the Falls Church Episcopal.
But is that where you went to church?
Mm-hmm.
The Falls Church in Virginia. That's kind of a famous church. But you were six?
I was six.
And you were singing when you were six. Well, there you go.
And see, now only like 10 years have passed.
And how did you know? I know it's 20. how did you progress in your career? I think a lot of people are fascinated. I mean, here you are now. You're putting out albums. You know, you're getting to be a big deal here. But people want to know, what was that process like for
you?
Not
straightforward. In fact, I bet you would say the same thing for anyone who is writing books. And because I know your story, and your story was very circuitous.
Yeah.
And mine was too. I was a classical music competition kid growing up, groomed for a career in opera. I went to conservatory.
Yeah.
Then I thought, I'm like, I don't know if opera's really going to be the thing for me. I'm going to go to New York and be on Broadway instead. But always in the back of my mind, I was like, I just really would love to write songs, but I don't know if I could. I'm too afraid. So I came to New York. I did musical theater for many years.
Right.
And then the Lord just worked in my life and gave me faith to start writing songs. So I came to songwriting kind of late in life.
So wait, so you did work in musical theater on Broadway and elsewhere?
I did Broadway national tours.
But that's a huge deal because there's so many people have a dream of doing that kind of stuff. You did it. I mean, you got involved in this and you were making a living here in New York doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And at what point did you decide, I think I can write music and perform my own music?
So the longing to write songs became so intense that, like, here, I love the form of musical theater, and you do too. Like, there's nothing better than an amazing Broadway musical.
Yeah.
But the thing of as a performer is you sing the same words every night. I mean, it's eight times a week. And I started to feel like I think I have something to say. I want to sing my own words. And so over the course of a couple of years, that desire got really strong. And I can't name a moment, but at some point I just retired from musical theater because in conjunction with wanting to sing my own songs,
right,
I started to get unhappy in musical theater. And I think
that's often how,
yes,
God works. I'm just saying, if anybody's scoring at home, right, we have to go to a break. When we come back, folks, more with Melanie Penn. The Christmas album is Emmanuel. That's I-M-M. Emmanuel. And then the new one is Emmanuel, the Folk Sessions, which is available digitally. We'll be right back.
Hello, neighbor.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people, like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Rhys, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Online holiday shopping lets you find the perfect gift in just a few taps, but it could also help expose your personal info, leaving you potentially vulnerable to identity thieves. Good thing there's LifeLock. If you have a problem with identity theft, they can work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but LifeLock gives you peace of mind this holiday season. Until December 8th, join and get a special radio offer. Save 30% or more off your first year by using promo code SMART. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code SMART for 30% off.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, folks, the team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season, and they're so grateful they have an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. You can buy one, get one free, plus free shipping. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. ERIC or Metaxas, go for it. Folks, that's Melanie Penn singing from her Christmas album, Emmanuel. That's I-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, Emmanuel with an I. Melanie, I just want to go back. I want to find out how you got to be somebody doing what you're doing, because you were just telling us that story, and so many people are curious, how does that happen? Mm-hmm. You weren't like an overnight sensation at 19 or 20 or something like that. You've been working at this, and what you were just saying, I want to pick up on, you said that the desire to write songs got stronger and stronger. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of knew that you had something to say and you had to kind of give it a shot. And so what does that look like?
Like I was saying, two things happened at the same time. Like, I was building a career in musical theater and excessively more unhappy. Wow, I wanted to start writing songs. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. Like, they're discontent. They're not content where they are, and they feel a gravity towards something else.
Suzanne and I, and we're all friends and stuff, but Suzanne has talked about that a lot, that mm-hmm. she has been led by God in exactly that way. That
yes.
a door seems to be closing.
Yes.
There's a discontent and a longing, and then a door opens. And if you're praying and saying, Lord, lead me, sometimes that's exactly how he leads us.
I totally agree. And I think as believers, that discontent feeling can feel so unpleasant that we fight it, but it can actually be the Holy Spirit kind of guiding you in a new direction. And that's exactly what happened with me. But you don't necessarily know that at the time.
Right.
You know, it's like you're very blind at the time.
But so you, how many albums have you put out at this point?
This is my fourth. So Emmanuel the Folk Sessions is my fourth. And then next year, starting February 1, we'll be rolling out a banner pop, like Christian pop project. And we're super excited about
And what is
that
called?
We're not sure
Oh,
yet.
You're not sure
we're
yet?
We're not sure yet.
But in February, now you
starts.
Told me about this. You say it starts. This is like a crazy marketing campaign. Tell my audience what you mean, because normally I think most people expect, boom, here's an album. Mm-hmm. You're doing something different starting in February.
Yeah, I'm sure this won't be new to people, especially if they're listening to music on Spotify. A lot of artists are putting out like one song at a time that's part of a whole project,
right.
or like groups of songs that are part of a larger concept. And so that's what we'll be doing. And for an artist like me who's developing, it's important because it kind of gives people more time to like, okay, I find a song, and a month later there's another song, and it gives the whole arc of the project longer. It's a crazy time in music because the rate of consumption is so fast due to streaming.
I was going to say, it's fascinating how the market and technology changes everything,
totally.
Right?
Totally.
I mean, for me as a writer, I always think about how in the 1920s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and into the 70s and 80s, a lot of writers wrote short stories because there was a market in magazines for short stories.
Like the serial nature of...
Weren't there serial
stories?
Well, no, the serials, that can go back to the 19th century where you'd have people like, you know, Dickens would write for a magazine, and every week there'd be the new, you know, chapter, which becomes a novel. But in the 20th century, you get all these writers writing short stories. But then something happens where those magazines sort of go away, and there's not really a market for short stories, but you still have tons of people writing short stories and stuff. And and it's just interesting how technology and the market keeps changing.
Yes.
And so you're saying, I mean, you've seen this in your lifetime alone, that suddenly now people aren't buying a record. They're not buying a CD. A lot of times it's all digital. They're listening on Spotify.
Yeah. And I think a lot, I don't know what your take would be as an author about this, but just the fact that the human attention span is shrinking.
Yeah.
So I don't know that many people, unless they're real music fans, will listen to an album.
Right.
Like they'll listen to a song. And I don't, and that's probably tied to like how quick our minds are going and how we digest little pieces of information and move on.
I am so distracted. I literally listen to a note at a time. Like I did, ding.
I'll be releasing a verse, and then I'll be releasing a chorus.
It's like an A flat, and it's like, that's enough. I'm busy. And then the next day, and again, and then I realize at the end of the week, oh, that was like a glissando. It was kind of a scale. I'm kidding. But you're quite right that a song at a time. So you have albums out. But starting in February, you're going to be doing this release pop Christian kind of thing.
Yes. All the songs are very – I felt called with this project to write a very like optimistic, hopeful project. So every song is about like having a lot of hope in the midst of change and whatever life circumstances bring. So it can be a risky thing nowadays to talk about like speak optimism to the culture and hope to the culture.
Yeah.
I think right now that can be more of a risk for an artist to take than the other thing, which is like gloom and doom and sorrow.
The sky is falling.
Yeah.
No. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're quite right. Well, I think there are a lot of people listening right now who they believe that, as we believe, that there's a reason to hope. We have a reason to hope. And I think that people do need to hear that. They're hungry for that. Now, I don't want to forget, how do people find you online? And I know right now in December, you're performing all kinds of places.
Yes.
How do people see you in person?
So my website is very clever. It's melaniepenn.com.
Melanie Penn, P-E-N-N.com.
Penn like Penn Station is what I always say.
Right.
And you can find my music anywhere music is distributed, and you can buy CDs on my website. So for the Christmas gift, Christmas music lover in you, my website is the place.
MelaniePenn.com. So, but you are performing all around, like you're performing in Danbury, Connecticut.
I am.
Right?
The
That's my hometown.
Are you going to come?
Well, I actually thought that might be a good excuse
You'll
to drive
come on
up
the
to
9th,
Danbury.
I think. Oh, well, come to Danbury. But
Wait,
I think
you're performing. You don't know in advance. You know when you're speaking in Danbury, when you're performing in Danbury?
That's December 6th.
The December 6th. I think maybe that's a safer bet for me.
And then Christmas, and then the New York City show is December 9th.
But where else are you performing? You've been all around lately. So are you traveling at all this month?
The Christmas tour this year. I tour this project every year, and it's an interactive evening that tells the Christmas story in the first person. So we sing the songs, or I sing the songs in sequence. People read the scriptures in between the songs. We like meditate on like parts
people
of the
read
story.
The scriptures. Wait a
Can
minute.
Can you imagine?
A year ago, you had me and Sally Lloyd-Jones participating in the New York.
You were my VIP guests.
Sally Lloyd-Jones and Eric Metaxas showed up for free, mind you. We never do that because we live in New York. We need to make money. So, our rent was not paid for 2 months as a result of this gig.
I'm so sorry.
But I want to tell you, last year, I remember Sally, who's another friend, and I were part of it. So you do this at most of your shows. You have people come up and read scriptures and stuff.
I think it's a community. It's a season of the year that really is about community. So I never want the Emmanuel show to just be about me. Like, I really want to incorporate people.
See, that's the difference between you and me. I want my shows to be just about me.
Hey, okay? I've noticed your name.
I don't care about this. I don't care about this community nonsense. Please. That's left-wing nonsense. No, seriously, of course, that's a beautiful idea. But it's also more fun when you have friends involved.
It totally
right?
is more fun.
That's why if I ever do a Christmas special on TBN, I might involve you.
And
I will
did.
And I will pay you about what you paid me, because that's what friends
hey,
do
we're
for
even.
Each
we're
other.
Even.
That's what friends do. So, okay, wait. So where else are you going to be besides?
Okay. We're going to be in 1 sec.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll drink two. Here we go.
me. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just blurt out Duluth.
It's dry in here. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Houston, Danbury, New York.
Whoa. Houston.
Yeah.
When are you in Houston?
December 4th. So the tour starts December 4th in Houston,
Get
Texas.
Out. Yes. What else?
Big fan of Texas. Okay. Vienna, Virginia. So we'll be in the greater D.C. area.
Vienna, Virginia. That's right out of D.C.
That's right. We'll be in Irvine. We're going to be in
Irvine
for three events.
That sounds like Dallas to me.
One of the Irvine events will be at Village of Hope, which is a recovery shelter.
Okay.
So I want to make sure that the Emmanuel Tour every year kind of gives back. And Augusta, Georgia, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Whoa.
Grand Rapids.
Augusta, Georgia? St. Paul, Minnesota, you are getting around.
I'm trying.
And what else? Grand Rapids?
Grand Rapids.
That's all those Calvinists, the Dutch Calvinists. But don't they reject, like, music in churches and stuff? Don't
yes,
they,
it
don't
makes
they
the show very
organs,
awkward.
Organs
it makes
are of the devil and stuff. Is that the Calvinists, the Dutch Calvinists?
Yeah, there's no music at the concert,
okay.
So I have to completely re-envision
so
it. It's a lot of work.
Talk through it and wear a veil.
Yeah.
They're very strict.
No.
Okay, what else? Actually, you know what?
That's it, I think.
Let's hang on. We're going to be right back. We're going to be with Melanie Penn the whole hour, folks. Don't go away.
Ooh, it's a gift of love, a gift of love. Ooh, receive it, a gift of love, a gift of love. We got a song.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A few hours after House Speaker Pelosi announced that the House would draft articles of impeachment against him, President Trump tweeted that he looks forward to a fair trial in the Senate. He said Republicans have never been more united. President Trump asking the Supreme Court to block the House from getting access to his financial records. The president and his legal team won justices on the High Court to void a subpoena from the House of Representatives for financial records from his accounting firm. There's still no word of a motive after a U.S. sailor shot three civilians with his service revolver, killing two of them before taking his own life at Pearl Harbor. The shooter has been identified as G. Romero. OPEC meeting today to decide whether to cut down on their production and push up prices of fuel and energy around the world. The Dow is ahead 43 points. This is SRN News.
If you have Medicare, the deadline for annual enrollment is days away. Make sure your plan is still the right fit with a free service from Health Markets. Health Markets' new Fit Score compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan is the right fit or if there's one that can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. Health Markets could help you find plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums, or plans with dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. You could even find plans that offer benefits for hearing aids, diabetic supplies, or gym memberships, or vitamins, meal delivery, and transportation to your appointments. Best of all, their service is free. The deadline for Medicare enrollment is days away, and the wrong plan could cost you thousands. Don't put it off. For this smart, unbiased, and free service, go to healthmarkets.com for details, or call 800-713-4042. That's 800-713-4042. 800-713-4042.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show hosts and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities all across America. We talk candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other issues affecting you and our country. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Sebastian Gorka, and Larry Elder. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Enlightenment, compelling, entertaining. You'll learn, Go to WatchSalemMedia.com for the War for America's Soul Tour.
Hey, folks, that is the great Melanie Penn. She's my guest this hour, but I asked her, could you step out of the room for a minute, Melanie, because Albin and I have to talk.
Hello, I'm Melanie.
First of all, no, you're Albin.
I'm Albin.
No, because, I first of all, I don't want to brag on somebody too much when they're in the room.
Right.
She'll be right back, by the way, folks. But I'm saying, like, while she's out of the room, I just want to say she's the real deal. And in concert, she's hilarious. Like, she's being muted today.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think she feels like she has to be the serious artist. She's hilarious. Like, when she does her little banter. And so I'll probably say that when she comes back in here. But she is going to be on our TBN special. And that is coming out in December. We have to work out the dates, but it's going to appear. I mean, it's going to air a number of times in December. If you do not know where TBN is on your TV dial, people say, like, I don't think it's on my TV. You want to bet? It's on 95% of the cable packages in the United States of America. Go to TB and find it. You know, it's probably, there's like a little ghetto of like spiritual Christian stuff someplace, like, you know, like where you don't normally look. I'm telling you, TBN, this program is on TBN, by the way. My program, this program that we're doing right now is on TBN every weekend, okay? But TBN, this Christmas special, you're not going to see anything like this. You haven't seen anything like this in years. It is a comedy special. Victoria Jackson is brilliant as a comedian, as an actress. Albin, you're brilliant.
Thank you.
You play the elf in the Elf on a Shelf sketch.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, people are going to die. It's so insane. We got our buddy Chris Himes involved.
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember Chris Himes? He was the producer on this program. I've been friends with him for 15 years, but I've never seen him do stuff like this.
I know.
I'm not going to surprise.
Funny.
I'm not going to say what he does, but he makes a special appearance. We got Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Don't forget, if you order something from MyPillow, put in the code Eric or Metaxas.
By the way, the towels are incredible. My wife and I tried them out. They're not just soft. They're absorbent. They're great.
It's like, hey, towel, you had one job.
Yeah.
It was to absorb the moisture. If you don't do that, you fail. Well, a lot of towels fail. Mike Lindell's towels. Now, look, I'm not making this up. I'm not being a shill for my sponsor. We don't sponsor anything unless we believe in it and use it.
I got to tell you.
It really is almost funny how Mike Lindell figured out the towel problem and said, we're going to make towels that actually absorb, because in 2006, like, he does his homework.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Mike Lindell is featured on the TBN Christmas special. It's just hilarious to see him. He's the biggest celebrity on the special. He shows up, you're like, holy cow, it's Mike Lindell. But we've got all kinds of stuff, the crazy music stuff, the Broadway inspirational voices. I've talked about this too much.
Beautiful.
But it goes on and on and on. But don't forget to find out on your dial where TBN is.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't forget, because you're going to want to tell your friends. You've never seen anything like this. They don't do this anymore. It's like an old-fashioned, you know, variety Christmas special, and it's sort of edgy. In other words, this is not like Hee Haw or the Lawrence Welk Show. This is, you know, it's
more
like the whole family can watch it.
It's like Dean Martin without the alcohol and cigarettes.
There you go. Exactly. but it's, you know, it's like if the skits are kind of like SNL skits that are not, you know, nasty
or
and
mean.
Only for adults after midnight. It's fun stuff. More like Carol Burnett or something like that. But
yes,
anyway,
that's it. That's what
we've just got to tell you, you've got to find TBN on your dial. And you've got to mark it down, because you're going to, I'm just warning you, you're going to see it and you're going to say, I want to see it again. When's it on again? I want to tell my friends, because the reason we did this is because nobody's doing stuff like this.
Right.
That's why we did this. Okay.
Yep.
So find TBN on your dial. You can go online, put in TBN.org, I think, and it'll help you there too. Before we bring Melanie back, I think she's having her roots touched up. Yeah, she said, "Oh, I'm on TV. I'm gonna." No, she's
she's
ready to
She's a swell kid.
But before we bring her back, I just want to remind people. I don't like to do this with my guest in the studio, but we're doing a fundraiser for Christian Solidarity International. You know this, that this is about buying slaves out of slavery. Radical Muslims in Africa whether it's inspired by Boko Haram, the Fulani herdsmen. These are people who believe in slavery and who are brutally enslaving people they think of as subhuman. They think of anybody who doesn't subscribe to their faith, any Christian, as subhuman. They're enslaving them. They're brutalizing them. They're raping them. We've got stories and stories. Here's the good news. We can do something about it because of CSI. CSI has homed in on the problem and figured out how to solve the problem. They are geniuses. They figured out that if they approach the right slave owners and say to them, listen, you've got trouble with your cattle. What if we give you a vaccine for your cattle? It's an expensive vaccine. It'll help your cattle. And you give us this person or these persons. And they're going for it. Now, folks, they can't do that without our money. So I want to say, you know, around Thanksgiving, one way to thank God for how he has blessed us is to do something for the least of these. I can't think of anybody lesser than the least of these, more the least of these than people who are literally enslaved. So you want to go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. I'm going to give the phone number five times. Please dial this phone number, please. Thank God for how he's blessed you by doing this for these people. Whatever you give doesn't matter. It's between you and God. 800-253-3522. That's 800-253-3522. 800-253-3522. You can go to the website, MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. But you've got to do this. Please, folks. They really need our help. 800-253-3522. Thanks for listening. We're right back with Melanie. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now for years I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to ReliefFactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. ReliefFactor.com.
Hello, neighbor.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people, like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help. And that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-In Pest Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-In Pest Free.
Online holiday shopping lets you find the perfect gift in just a few taps. But it could also help expose your personal info, leaving you potentially vulnerable to identity thieves. Good thing there's LifeLock. If you have a problem with identity theft, they can work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but LifeLock gives you peace of mind this holiday season. Until December 8th, join and get a special radio offer. Save 30% or more off your first year by using promo code SMART. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code SMART for 30% off.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King, born is the King, Noel, Noel.
Wow, I don't like to interrupt that, Noel, but I'm sitting here with the singer-songwriter herself, Melanie Penn. Melanie, that's so beautiful.
Thank you.
And of course, that's the song, one of the two songs you perform on our TBN special.
Yes.
People are going to get to see you all dressed up in this beautiful, what was that? It was like a golden, shimmery dress.
It was a golden, shimmery dress. That's exactly right.
You look to be part mermaid. No, but it was so beautiful. And you, but you're performing that on our TBN special, which is airing a number of times in December. And I'm just excited for people to get to see you on this program and on that program, which is going to be all TBN. Okay, so you're performing everywhere: Virginia, Augusta, Georgia, Minnesota, Danbury, Connecticut, New York on December 9th.
Texas, California.
Where?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, but where, California?
In Irvine. There's three events. One is at Village of Hope.
Irvine, California. That's Southern California. When you said Irvine, I was thinking Irvine, Texas, which is Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Irvine, California. So, like, Orange County area.
That's Greg Laurie's neck of the woods. Pastor Greg Laurie, he has a church there, so I've spoken there a number of times.
I'm starting to
get to know these different parts of the world. So
beautiful,
you're
going to
be in California. You're going to be everywhere. That's so cool. But most important, you're going to be here now. So, all right. So, the album Emmanuel, The Folk Sessions, how is that different from the album Emmanuel that you put out 2 years ago?
So the Emmanuel in 2017 is very much a traditional kind of pop, folk pop album. This album is five of the same songs, plus a carol, plus a new song for Simeon. So Emmanuel, all of the Emmanuel songs are original first-person songs about the Christmas story.
Right.
And I have to say, writing about the figures in the Christmas story, these people that we're so familiar with, and trying to get inside, like step into their shoes and look at the world through their eyes, was a really wonderful, like, impactful thing to do. So Joseph sings a song, the angel chorus has a song, the Star of Bethlehem sings a song, the shepherd, I mean, it just became like a creative endeavor that felt very filled with God's love.
I was going to say, it sounds like a devotional exercise.
It was. It definitely was.
And so I would say listening to the album can be a devotional exercise, because you're right. People don't tend to think about these different points of view. And so for you as an artist, to translate those characters into songs. I mean, first of all, what a great idea. Do you remember when you came up with this idea? It just seems like a great idea.
No, I feel people ask me, I'm like, they're like, when did you think you would write a Christmas album? And I never had a plan. I never thought I would. The songs really came to me from, I think they came by, God kind of dropped them in my lap. I had to work for them, but God definitely led me. I mean, I can't take credit for the big idea. I just can't. And I'll tell you, as familiar as we are with all of these characters, the hardest, you know, the hardest song to write?
No.
Mary's song. Mary was the hardest person to write for. First of all, she's a very intimidating figure because she's so well represented in art. Like, painters have been painting her for forever.
Yeah, she's not like a minor figure like Barabbas or somebody like that.
Right. So she's been very well represented by artists, and her story is so intriguing. But the more I kind of researched her, because I researched all of the characters also, because I kind of wanted to, like, be pseudo-realistic as,
well, Mary,
as much as I could be.
Well, Mary, the weird thing, a lot of people, everybody knows Jesus is Jewish, but what a lot of people don't realize is Mary is Italian. Just kidding. Hey, Madonna. She's Italian.
If you go to Florence,
she's
yeah.
Italian. And the Greeks think she's Greek, Theotokos. No, she's she was Jewish.
But you know, her song, the Magnificat, which is when she sings, like, you know, the Lord has done great things for me. It's the first praise song.
Like, it's the first
praise song.
It
really is the first praise song ever written. Mary wrote the first praise song. It's in the New Testament. It was, you know, if you think of New Testament songs, songs about Jesus, that's the first one. So it was, like, amazing to kind of tap into that ancient tradition and write a song for her.
Oh, this is so great. Now, I just want to remind people, you can be found at MelaniePenn.com, MelaniePenn.com. It's funny, Melanie, because there's so many different kinds of Christmas songs. On the Christmas special, you know I like to goof around and sing. Mm-hmm. And so Victoria Jackson and I sang the song that Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra perform a song on one of his old Christmas specials called Marshmallow World.
Oh, you guys are so funny.
And it's
I can't wait for people to see how cuckoo you
it's
two
cuckoo,
are together.
Yeah. So it's a goofy, like, Christmas song. It's got nothing to do with God or Jesus or anything like that. Then we sang a little bit of A Little Town of Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did, like, a loony version of Silent Night, like a jazzy, cuckoo, Elvin Bishop-y kind of thing. And you start realizing there's so many different kinds of Christmas songs. But what you have done, which I just want to underscore, is that you have written songs that are – they're popular kinds of songs, but mm-hmm. they have a devotional – a powerful devotional aspect. And I do think a lot of people are looking for that.
Oh, I hope so.
Because you hear the same stuff at Christmas over and over and over. You want to hear something new and beautiful and, and whatever. And the versions that you perform – on the TBN special, those are really like the folk versions, right?
Yeah, because we had Eddie Bashai on keys, so it was very much like acoustic, right? Eddie played piano, I played a little bit of guitar, and it was kind of a more intimate arrangement.
Yeah. I was drumming on the table next to me, but
That's
you can't hear that.
On Cajon, you're on
mic
Cajon.
It. Yeah. They didn't mic it. All right, we have a final segment coming up with you, but I want to remind people, you're performing everywhere in December. If they want to know where to go, they go to MelaniePenn.com.
Oh, and my Instagram is a good place, too.
Oh.
Who can forget social media?
How could I forget?
Social media.
No, no, no. You are an amazing Instagram poster. All right, so we're going to listen to a little music, and we'll be back with Melanie Penn.
The miracle that brought us here, by the light of a star, oh, little town, what is this love? Let's come down. What child is this who laid a rest on Mary's lap asleep, heavenly guest? Emmanuel, his name will be.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump believes impeachment is going to boost his re-election chances in 2020. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Even as the president continues to denounce the Democrat-led impeachment proceedings as a scam and a hoax, he's looking at the bright side. He sees it as a potential positive in his re-election bid.
I think we're going to have a tremendous 2020. I'm sure you've all seen the polls that have come out, especially in the swing states. We've gone way up in the polls.
The president is also encouraged by support from the Republican Party. He says it's never been more unified. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president says trade negotiations with China are taking place, but wouldn't say if new U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods will kick in soon. Earlier this week, the president says he has no deadline for reaching a trade deal. The Dow is ahead 32 points. This is SRN News.
It involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Melanie Penn. And guess what? She's right here. Melanie, it's so great to have you in this studio.
Thank you.
Listen, we're friends, and so I know that when you're not, you know, in front of the cameras, you're extremely funny and you joke around, but now you're being like the singer-songwriter. But when people when people go to your shows, I hope people will go to see you in person, because in person they get a lot more of that. Like, you do the chatter between songs. And you're very funny, even though you're
that
not
means
trying
a lot
to,
coming from
but you're
you.
Not trying to be funny, like joke funny, but just the way you communicate is hilarious. And so if people want to know, I mean, you're all over the country, so I'm hoping people listening to this program are going to want to see you. MelaniePenn.com, all the dates. You are playing all over the country. Is there any place you've not mentioned? You've mentioned like...
No, I've mentioned them all.
Okay.
And for the New Yorkers out there, the show on the 9th at the Rockwood feels like the hometown show. So we're really excited about that.
And if you can't get into that, Danbury, Connecticut, it's just 70 miles up the road. Yep. I may be there. That's when, the 6th?
The 6th.
December 6th.
Yes.
And where are you performing in Danbury, Connecticut?
Oh, gosh.
It's like the community coffee house thing?
Community coffee house sponsors it, and I think it's at a church. I'm blanking on the name of it.
It doesn't
right
matter, because people
Grace
have to go to
Family Church or something.
MelaniePenn.com, and ba-boom, there you're going to go. So I may go to that and bring some of my Danbury friends. In fact, I know friends who are affiliated with the community coffee house.
If you come, I'm going to have to get you on stage. And
yeah.
Put
oh
you
yeah.
To work.
Oh yeah. Well, Chris Barrett, I've known him literally since I was in high school. He runs that, and
oh,
so it's kind of a cool,
gosh,
right?
What a loving group of people.
Can you
and
imagine?
They care.
But I've
so
known
much.
Them since I was in high school. In fact, at the time, I was sort of walking with God, but I had no discipleship. Mm. But those were the guys in Danbury, Connecticut. It was it was a community of Christians, and they would pray and stuff. So I knew them, and then I kind of drifted away in college and after college, and I just got lost. And
I've read about that.
Lo and behold,
I've read about that online.
They are still doing their thing. So anyway, okay. So Melanie, I just want to say, you're on the TBN special. You've been doing this for a long time. Tell us just a tiny bit. We've just got a minute here, but about this thing coming up this February. Like, I just love this. What is the
new songs?
Yeah.
Okay. So beginning on the first of every month, we're going to release one of the new songs
starting
from the
February
new album,
1st.
Starting February 1, because we figure January 1, people are kind of like easing into the new year.
Yeah.
And we will, you know, we're going to make sure everybody knows about it. You can follow me on Instagram and follow
people
along.
People have to follow you on Instagram. And
yes.
Do you have like a, if people go to Melanie Penn.com, can they sign up for emails or something like that?
Yes, they can sign up, and yeah, that's it. That's all I have to say. But all of the songs are just great. Just great.
It's
exciting. Next year is going to be a big year.
Do you know the first one that you're releasing?
No.
You don't know? Well, you honestly...
But two of the new songs are out already. I release them as lead singles over the summer. Don't worry and I will trust.
Don't worry and
I will
trust.
Oh my gosh, we don't have time for me to tell a story.
Quick.
So I called United... Shout out to United Airlines.
Yeah.
I called United Airlines, and I needed a customer service. She said, "Are you Melanie Penn, the singer?"
No.
The girl on the line.
Get out.
I said,
"See?"
I said, "Yes."
See?
She said, "Do you sing Don't Worry, the song Don't Worry?" And I thought she was pranking me. I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, I'm in the Philippines, and I listen every day." I couldn't believe it.
There you go. I wanted to end on an up note. We've succeeded. More music from Melanie Penn. Melanie, thank you.